Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A grotesque domestic tragedy unfolded in Fort Pierce, Florida, leaving a 64-year-old man dead from blunt force trauma and his wife in custody after an alleged attempt to destroy the evidence in a washing machine. Bonnie Tietgen, 60, faces charges of second-degree murder and tampering with evidence in the savage, bludgeoning death of her husband, William Tietgen. Neighbors say the couple, who'd been married for 40 years, had a rocky relationship. Sue Roseman spoke to the media.
You really don't think something's going to go that far. You know, that it's as much as they drank and all their whole history, it finally came to that, and it's, you just don't think that's going to happen.
St. Lucie County Sheriff's deputies swarmed the couple's Birch Drive home around 10:30 p.m. after a welfare check was called in by the couple's shocked adult children. Upon arrival, the scene was damning. Deputies found Bonnie in the garage, standing near a washing machine. A blood-soaked blanket lay on the concrete floor, and inside the appliance were blood-drenched clothing and towels. Tietgens was reportedly in the process of pressing the start cycle on the machine, attempting a clumsy cover-up of the brutal crime. A trail of blood droplets led from the garage through the living room to a bedroom, where deputies discovered William Tietgens lying face down on the floor. He had suffered multiple severe head wounds, consistent with being beaten with a billy club or a bat, a weapon she later admitted using. The severity of the trauma confirmed he was beyond saving. The horror first came to light, though, earlier that evening. After trying to reach out to her adult son by phone, Tietgens returned his call around 9 p.m., delivering a bone-chilling confession. She allegedly told him, quote, "Dad's dead," end quote, and admitted to striking him with the wooden club. The traumatized children rushed to the scene and contacted authorities. In custody, Tietgens appeared intoxicated and offered vague statements claiming she had, quote-unquote, snapped and couldn't take it anymore, end quote. She also provided accusations that her husband had sexually assaulted her earlier in the day. Officials say the relationship has been marred by past domestic incidents. Tietgens is currently being held in the St. Lucie County Jail without bond as the investigation continues. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. And you can also watch Crime Stories on Fox One and YouTube. More crime and justice news after this. A North Carolina school therapist's sinister scheme to poison her estranged husband with his favorite energy drink, guided by chilling ChatGPT searches for lethal toxins, has landed her behind bars facing attempted murder charges. Parents whose kids attend Charlotte Mecklenburg schools are stunned and concerned. Sharonda Taylor spoke to WSOC TV News.
Is it just the fact that he crossed her the wrong way? And what if a child crossed her the wrong way? Would she do something to that child?
Cheryl Harris Gates, 43, was cuffed by Charlotte Mecklenburg police on multiple felony counts: attempted first-degree murder, contaminating food or drink with intent to harm, stalking, and misdemeanor property damage. Court docs reveal a calculated months-long plot inside the couple's home, where Gates allegedly turned to the artificial intelligence chatbot to mastermind a deadly cocktail against her spouse. From July to September, Gates used the AI chatbot to research for, quote, lethal and incapacitating prescription drug combinations, end quote, that could be slipped into drinks or injected, the arrest affidavit states. Her queries zeroed in on poisons like oleander, ricin, and foxglove, plants notorious for stopping hearts. Investigators then found her workspace stocked with damning physical evidence: syringes, medical droppers, digital scales, a capsule filling kit, and prescription medications, all allegedly purchased online to execute her plan. Her husband, who was living separately at the time, suffered two terrifying episodes of incapacitation on July 12th and August 18th after sipping his Celsius energy drink, which later tested positive for a foreign-controlled substance, per the affidavit. He survived without hospitalization and aided police by turning over the tainted drinks and digital receipts linking Gates to the lethal purchases. The poisoning charges followed Gates' arrest for stalking after she allegedly planted a GPS tracker on her husband's car and smashed a window at his home. Gates, a pediatric occupational therapist for Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, saw her staff profile yanked from the district's website post-arrest. She was initially released on bond after the first arrest, but was denied it after the attempted murder charges. Gates remains in Mecklenburg County Jail held without bond as police scour her devices for further plots. And finally, a West Hollywood, California drama just went full takeout terror. 6-year-old Floki, the feline, was allegedly catnapped by a rogue food delivery driver right off his porch. Surveillance video caught the perpetrator engaging with the beloved pet, then stuffing him in the trunk of his Prius and just speeding away. Owner Emir Ukraides was distraught, offering a high-stakes $1,000 reward for the safe return of his meow-missing baby. The shocking twist, 2 weeks later, the driver returned Floki to the station, a police station, then audaciously tried to collect that hefty reward. Emir spoke to Fox 11 News.
Like, almost like, you know, one of those movies where they kidnap first and they ask the money later on. Like, it's unbelievable.
Emir refused to pay the alleged ransom. Now the West Hollywood Sheriff's Department is serving up a feline felony investigation. This was one delivery that definitely wasn't perfectly executed, and now the driver is facing a massive tip of jail time instead of a payout. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.